Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh yellow
Mike Daly.
He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
JD, good times for your Texas Rangers as you guys continue to win series and made it through the arguably the roughest part of your schedule, over 500 for that stretch. So congrats on that. Let's dive right in. I want to ask about Nomar Mazara. He has been just destroying baseballs into the upper deck. First off, what did you make of the shot that he hit almost out of the whole freaking stadium over 500 feet? What did you make of that blast?
Oh, man, the sound of it was what struck me, and obviously where it landed. And I know that people talk about the wind screens and whatnot, but that ball, I don't know how much the wind aided it, certainly some, but that ball was crushed regardless. You just don't see balls hit that far, regardless of where you are.
And there's a lot of talk about not only just the contact he's making, but perhaps improved mechanics is behind some of this. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I give... first of all, I give Nomar a lot of credit. I think that, in our conversations with him over the years, especially like this spring, this beginning of the season, like you talked to Nomar about it, and he understands that his potential is greater than, his production so far, and he talked to him. He doesn't want to be good. He wants to be like legitimately one of the great, like run producing, kind of tough out middle of the order hitters. And he has that potential, I think, with Louis and with Calix, like they have, I think, the ability to help him get there. And so it's been a kind of a getting to know each period. I think Nomar's been open you're starting to see some of the benefits of some of the kind of small changes that they've helped them implement mechanically, where it's just a little bit more connected on his swing. And, with Nomar, it's interesting because you look at statistically, he's hit a lot of ground balls over the years and his kind of average exit velo is not, it's not great. It's not as good as it should be. But then you look at his kind of peak exit velocity, and it's among the top, like, I think, 3 or 4% in the game. What he's capable of, his top end, like how he can impact the baseball, is as good as just about anybody. We've just got to help him get there more consistently, and hopefully you're starting to see a little more of that.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, and obviously there's so much nuance to this game, and the scouting, and then there's the development, there's the free agency, there's a million different layers to this, but you got to be feeling good about the player development. I'm not just talking about in the minors, talking about at the major league level. Obviously, guys have taken major strides forward and been willing to change their whole approach. Tell us where you are. I mean, now we're almost to July, and just in terms of your appraisal of the way this staff is coaching and the way players are developing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe without being there every day, but it's such high energy. It's really positive, but not in a cheerleader rah-rah sort of a way. I mean, it's a lot of evidence-based, a lot of information shown to the players. Here's how we can get better. Here's the work that's got to be put in. And it's not what I love about Woody is it's not, it's not a stay in your box kind of thing. It's like I talked to Chris Martin the other day, and I was like, man, you're throwing the heck out of you. You look great, and congratulating him. He's, his ball's exploding out of his hand. He's been outstanding lately, and just ask him. He had a few different things that he touched on. Some of the stuff the pitching guys have helped him with. And but one of the things he mentioned was, that working out with Jace Tingler, that Jace and Jose Vasquez have helped him with some of his core strength, and he feels like that's helped his delivery. And so, you just got this, like, top-to-bottom deal where everybody down there is contributing, the Brett Hayes and Alex Berg and Stephanie Fernandez and Regan Wong and Matt Lister. I mean, just, like, there's so many – the support staff is so good right now. And Woody is so open and so, like, encouraging of people to contribute, and the communication, it's – you're seeing, that's why, you're seeing guys take steps up, and it's not an accident.
Sean Kelly got his 10th save yesterday. And, you know, maybe there's been an announcement, maybe not, maybe it doesn't matter. Do you guys look at it as Sean Kelly is your closer? Does it matter who the closer is? Obviously, LeClerc would be in the mix there, and you just mentioned how well Chris has been pitching. But do we have these sort of defined roles right now, and is Kelly the closer?
I think Woody's been using him at the back end more often than not. But it's not, you know, it's not Aroldis Chapman or, you know, one of these guys where you know 100% he's going to pitch the ninth. I think if there are matchups, if there's a certain segment of a lineup where, you know, a right-handed slider is really tough and it's coming up in the eighth inning, I don't think Woody would, and in fact, I know he has, would not, based on our conversations, he may elect to go with Sean there if certain spots in the order coming up in the ninth or maybe a little more susceptible to Velo. He may go with Chris Martin or LeClerc. And so I think he likes having Sean there. And Sean's still really, really good. I mean, I thought the at-bat yesterday where he came in, bases loaded, two outs, Tim Anderson's unbelievably hot, and it was a great competitive at-bat between both guys. And but I thought that kind of showed, you know, he was a veteran guy, and he knew he kind of got Anderson looking heater, and he spun him a slider down away and got the punch out in a huge spot. So he's got that kind of veteran intelligence, pitch mix. He'll mess with hitters' timing. It might not be your kind of traditional, you know, big-time velo swing and miss closer, but he's got smarts and a really good slider and a way to get outs.
So you guys, your minor league system is getting a lot of love, and as these guys continue to develop, several guys in the organization being praised and kind of moving up the ranks of the prospect rankings. And Jamie Newberg came out with his new Rangers rankings of the prospects. He already has Josh Young at fourth, which is pretty cool. And Sam Huff has moved up all the way to second, which is fun to look at. And then, of course, he's got Hans Kraus number one. And we were very worried about Hans Kraus, thinking, oh, no, is this a catastrophic injury? But it sounds like you may have dodged a bullet. Not that bone spurs aren't bad, but it certainly sounds like it could just be a bone spurs thing. Limit the slider usage a little bit and then have him removed in the offseason, be good to go next year. What can you tell us about where Hans Kraus is and how you'll, you know, handle that situation moving forward?
Yeah, I think you just kind of hit on the main pieces of it. You know, Hans had some bone spurs, has had that in there for a little while and didn't bother him nearly as much. Kind of the end of last season, we talked about it and you know, the decision was made not to clean it up at that point. And it started affecting him again a little bit this spring. It gave him a little bit of downtime. He got some anti-inflammatories and he got two different opinions. They both agreed that he was, you know, not at any sort of increased risk to go out and pitch. And I think, you know, in talking with Hans and our medical staff and then his agents, we all felt like, you know, this is a guy that has a chance to come quick, you know, once he gets consistent, like time out there on the mound and get going. And especially with, like, if he can develop his changeup a little bit and hone his fastball command just a little bit more, like, there's a guy that could start, like, jumping levels and get here in a hurry because he's got that kind of ability. And so if he's not at risk or any, you know, I mean, everybody, there's always some injury risk, but if he's not at any sort of increased risk, we felt like let's let him get some innings under his belt this year, what we can address the bone spur at the end of the season. And then he comes into spring training, like, you know, 100% healthy, ready to go, and has the benefit of, like, the summer of development time. And so he got back out there on the mound yesterday, threw three innings. You know, there's a little bit of rust, but he threw well. Kip was there with him yesterday. Danny Clark was there, and they both, you know, had kind of similar takes that, you know, it was competitive. He threw some good sliders as well, and, you know, we look forward to him developing the summer, cleaning it up, and then coming in next year ready to roll.
John Daniels joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, this may be difficult to do, but I want to take you back inside your mind, John, to Saturday. First inning, you're watching Lynn pitch, and it's rough for him. And then after that first inning, he goes out there and he gives you six more innings, you know, and keeps you guys in the game and puts you in a position to win. But, you know, you've seen many different situations unfold in a baseball game, and you know what kind of a pitcher Lynn is, but what are you thinking during that first inning, like towards the back part of it when the runs are being put up? Are you thinking he can even this out and we're going to get a great night from him? Are you still seeing things in there that give you confidence? Or, you know, what sort of things go through your mind when a guy who has delivered a bunch is struggling early?
Yeah, I thought there, you know, you're talking about a couple clean singles and it's you know, fastball command wasn't quite where it's been, wasn't quite as good. Then ultimately, you know, the extra base hit, base clearing, I don't know if it was a double or triple, kind of split Maz and Delino. It was like one of those balls you thought either guy might have a chance at, but it was just hitting that perfect spot. And I don't know, I guess watching it, like, I thought Lance's stuff was really good. He's so competitive. Thought it, you know, he just hadn't settled in with his fastball command yet. And, you know, you hate being down, whatever it was, three or four runs, but you felt like this guy was going to continue to compete and keep us in a game. And that was a matchup where, you know, we kind of felt like we were going to score some runs. And we did. So that's been like the thing with Lance. Is you get around, you see how competitive this guy, that's probably the thing I didn't realize about him. Is he's kind of like he's a little bit of a quiet worker, meaning that, like, he gets after it, like, in the weight room, but he does it on his own when no one's looking. And, you know, he's like, he's a little bit old school in his approach. And I think you see it play out on the mound. He's down, you know, down early, but he gives you seven innings and, like, he ultimately wins the game. And he's some kind of competitor. You see him, like, how pissed he is when he misses a spot. You know, I think the other team may think he's like barking at them. I think he's barking at himself half the time.
So we're trying to fire up the Rangers fan base to get behind Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence for the All-Star game. It all starts Wednesday at 11 a.m. Their fans will have 28 hours to vote Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence into the starting lineup of the MLB All-Star game. Just go to texasrangers.com/vote to find out how to do that. But it's a testament to the depth of this ball club that you guys have continued to play so well. Missing your two guys who have the best shot, maybe outside of Minor, to make the All-Star game. So that said, what can you tell us about the health of each of those players and when we can expect a full return?
Yeah, Joey expecting to activate him tomorrow in Detroit. He played again today in Arizona at a home run off some poor, like, 19-year-old kid, probably. I don't know who he hit it off of, but I always like that image, like, 6'5", 250-pound, you know, Joey, like, walking out of the rookie ball field. So he should be back tomorrow. And I think Woody's going to mix and match a little bit with some DH time, maybe a little corner outfield, and start working him back in some center field as well. But he didn't get tested a ton on the base paths or in the outfield, but, you know, he's kind of cleared every medical hurdle. So obviously we want to get him back, and then looking forward to having him in the lineup. And then Hunter's I think more likely than not is, you know, when we get back sometime on the homestand, hopefully before the All-Star break. I think it's, you know, he can swing the bat now. It's just, you know, if he hits a ground ball in the hole, you know, has a chance to beat out a throw from a shortstop. I think we all know Hunter's got, you know, one speed. He's not gonna lay up and pull up and you know, he's gonna try to beat that out. And just not certain yet that, you know, how the groin will respond to that kind of, like, max effort type style that he plays with all the time. So I think this week we'll ramp him up some BP on the field in Detroit, then start him running a little bit, and we'll have a better gauge of if he'll be ready on the next homestand.
Well, it sure is nice to be above 500 by six games right about now. I mean, this has been a great start to the season, and hopefully it continues in Detroit. Thank you for the time, John. We'll catch you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, John Daniels. Every week right here on the Ben and Skin Show, we'll have Rangers Player Show tomorrow.